Radio MD News, I'm John Byrd. Federal regulators have given the green light to an advanced breast cancer medicine that could double the length of survival time for postmenopausal women. The FDA gave the early approval to the supplemental drug called Ibrance this week, several months ahead of schedule. Analysts expect it to be a blockbuster seller, as you can imagine. This is Radio MD News. Your chances of being exposed to secondhand smoke has fallen in half over the last decade, thanks to an uptick in smoking bans in two-thirds of American states, say researchers. However, one in four people are still exposed to secondhand smoke. The Surgeon General has determined that no amount of exposure is truly safe. Have you ever not been able to fall asleep after being on your computer or smartphone just before bedtime? Experts say the problem is particularly acute amongst teenagers who spend more than 4 hours each day in front of the screen, taking nearly twice as long to fall asleep as those who spent less time on their devices. In addition, sleep length has been found to be shorter too. The cause? Mental overstimulation and the bright light of the screen fooling our bodies into thinking it's daytime. And on the topic of sleep, researchers have updated the data on how much rest you should be getting each night. The biggest change was with newborns, who it's believed should be getting at least 14 hours a day. That's good news for parents. Adults 26-64 remains unchanged at between 7 and 9 hours per night. Getting enough sleep has been shown to have a significant impact on your overall health. Essentially, it's the body's time to recharge and repair itself. For Radio MD News, I'm John Byrd. For Health Talk 24/7, log on to RadioMD.com.